Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to today's video. Today you're going to learn on how to hack your brain for the ultimate performance. I'm going to share top three things that is going to help your brain perform at the most optimum. So before getting into it, let's talk about brain performance. It's like having a race car for your brain, except it's just not for speed, it's for longevity, it's for endurance and things like that. Think of it like this. You wouldn't have a rusted brain when you can have a shiny turbocharged engine, right? And you can have this with your brain as well. So why is it that brain performance is very, very critical to longevity and peak performance? Well, think of it this way. Your brain is actually the CEO of your body. And if it is not functioning properly, you're going to have a hard time keeping everything else running smoothly. Plus, the research shows that maintaining a healthy brain can help prevent things like cognitive decline and dementia as you age. But it's not about avoiding the bad stuff. It's also about optimizing the good stuff. When your brain is firing on all of its cylinders, you're able to think faster, think more clearly, you are able to learn faster, you're even able to make better decisions. So to me, it's like having a superpower, except it's totally legal and doesn't involve getting bit by a spider to be like Spider-Man. That's the kind of superpower you can get. So how do you boost your brain performance? Well, it starts with basic. Good sleep, exercise regularly, and eat healthy diet. But there are also things that you can do to give your brain that extra boost. Things like meditation, brain training, and even taking a break from technology and screens and just not stressing your brain so much. Okay, so let's just jump right in into our first hack, which is myelination. Do you remember that we were always asked to eat our veggies, but did someone tell you that you have to eat fats as well? Well, it turns out that not getting the right kind of fats can really mess with our brains. And no, we're not talking about the fat in the burger that you eat. We're talking about the good stuff, the omega-3 fatty acids, which can help in a very important process in the brain called myelination. Now, myelination can sound like a fancy science term, but it's just a simple process which gives your nerves enough fat to do their job well. Think of it like you're giving your brain some WD-40 to help it run much more smoothly. But when we do not have enough good fats, our myelin sheets get all crazy and they mess up our health and mental well-being, and then we have mental issues. Now, I want to address this for the vegans and the vegetarians. You might be missing out on some of the key nutrients that help with myelination. Things like B vitamins and omega-3 fatty acids are really essential for getting that myelin sheets on. But don't worry, we have a few options for you. And if you're a seafood lover, things like salmon, sardines are great sources of omega-3s. And if you're like me and you like to eat meat, then go for grass-fed beef. And most of the fish, they're a good option. But if you're looking for a vegetarian option, some of the things you can try are flax seeds, walnuts, collard greens, and winter squash. So these are rich in omega-3s, but I want to give a small disclaimer or a warning. The omega-3s in these sources aren't really absorbed so much well, like you could do from seafood. You might just want to eat a little bit more of the same thing. Now, let's go back to myelination. Why is it important? Well, healthy myelin sheets are very critical for brain performance, and they're super critical for longevity. So if you want to keep your brain firing on all cylinders, make sure you get enough fat to support the myelination process. Your brain and your future self will thank you, I promise. The next one you want to talk about is the blood-brain barrier. Now, when it comes to keeping your brain super strong and performing at its best, you've got to keep the blood-brain barrier, or the BBB, healthy. What is a blood-brain barrier? Think of it as the blood-brain barrier is a bouncer for your brain, keeping all the nasty stuff that can mess up your mental performance outside. Your blood-brain barrier helps keep your brain in top shape. Here are some of the things you can do to increase that blood-brain barrier apart from eating good fats. The first thing is get some sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep and enough quality sleep, your brain is not going to get the nutrients it needs to function. And the brain cells, the neurons, aren't gonna fire on all cylinders. So please make sure that you get that good sleep and quality sleep, especially tonight. Then the next thing is relax on alcohol. Well, we all love a good party, but alcohol can really be a buzzkill for your brain. It messes with the blood-brain barrier and causes brain cell death and can even unleash something as a neurotoxin called acetaldehyde, which can go straight to your brain and damage it. So please take it easy on the alcohol. The next one is to manage your blood pressure. Now, we know that blood pressure can actually cause damage in our brain's glial cells, and it also unleashes a set of enzymes that can actually break down the blood-brain barrier. So please keep an eye on your blood pressure and keep it in check. You're going to like this next one. Have a cup of coffee. Now, coffee doesn't just give you energy for the days that you don't have it. It also strengthens the blood-brain barrier. It also helps reduce inflammation in the brain and helps those neurons keep on firing at all cylinders. So if you want to improve your blood-brain barrier, grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and get that buzz on. The next thing is a mineral. It's called magnesium. Now, magnesium is a secret weapon for your brain. It can help your blood-brain barrier get stronger, and it's even great for things like anxiety and stress. So whether you pop a supplement, or you soak in an Epsom salt bath, or you use some transdermal lotion to get your magnesium into your life, I don't care, but keep getting more magnesium, because most of us are deficient in magnesium. The next one is to have your vagus nerve activated. Now, think of your vagus nerve as the king of all nerves, and it connects all of our organs and our bodies, keeping it in sync. So if you want your brain in the best tip-top shape, then you have to get that vagus nerve stimulated. And how do you do that? Singing, chanting, meditation, cold exposure, even humming is a really good way to activate the nervous system and the vagus nerve. Then let's look at something else, cold. Cold exposure might sound crazy, but it could do wonders for your brain. It increases blood flow, it improves your immune system, it even helps you get in good shape because it helps you lose fat. So whether you're taking a cold shower or jumping in a cold pool or ice bath or cryo chambers, doesn't matter. Just keep getting exposed to cold, my friends. Okay, so the last hack we will address today is breathwork. Now, let's talk about breathwork. I know you're thinking, breathwork, that's boring. It's inhaling and exhaling, right? Wrong. Breathwork is a whole other thing just than inhaling and exhaling. It's a powerful biohack and a tool to unlock your peak performance and longevity, and even improve your brain health. And it's not only for the hippies or the yogis anymore. So you might have this question, how does breath or breathing impact my performance? Well, let me break it down for you. The way you breathe can actually affect your heart rate, your blood pressure, even your brain waves. So by practicing breathwork techniques, you can actually train your body to respond to stress in a better way, improve oxygenation, and enhance your overall brain function. And do you wanna know the best part? You don't need any fancy biohacks or fancy equipment, even a gym membership. You can bring breathwork into your life for free. And there are different techniques. There is the box breathing techniques, there is the 4-3-8 breathing, or the alternative nostril breathing. I want you to think of breathwork as a workout for your lungs. Now, let me simple it down for you. Let's talk about breathwork techniques that can help you chill out and live your best life. Okay, so let's jump right into it. The first one I want you to know about, it is box breathing. This technique is so legit that even the Navy SEALs use it to stay calm in high stress situations. And it is super simple. Let's look at it together. It is as simple as breathing in for 3 or 4 seconds, holding your breath for the same amount of time, exhaling for 3 to 4 seconds, and then holding your breath again. You could do this for 3 minutes. as low as 3 minutes in a day, and you will become a Zen master in no time. Remember, you breathe in for 3 seconds, you hold for 3 seconds, you breathe out for 3 seconds, and then you hold for 3 seconds, making the perfect box and the perfect relaxation box, like I like to call it. Another awesome technique that I want you guys to learn is the 4-3-8 technique. It's an amazing technique to do right before going to bed, and it can also help you drift into your dream state. So here's how you do it. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 3 seconds, and then exhale slowly, like really slowly, for 8 seconds. Do this for 5 minutes in the day, or especially when you're about to sleep, and you will see you sleeping like a baby for sure. Then we have the yogic traditions breathing, which is the alternative nostril breathing. It could be a bit weird, but please bear with me. This yogic technique involves closing one of your nostrils with actually your thumb, and then breathing from the other through the other nostril, and then switching sides. So the way you do it is you keep alternating this for 5 minutes, and it's going to make you feel like a rock star. So all you do is close a nostril, breathe in from the one nostril, cover the other one, and then breathe out. And then breathe in again from this nostril, hold, breathe out. Trust me, it is totally worth it. Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.